Good Monday Morning Podcast. I'm Chef Ben, and this is Food in 5, brought to you by HowToNotBurnShit.com, your modern culinary manual. And today we are talking about the basics of food safety. I saw an article yesterday titled, "Do Canadians Know Enough About Food Safety? Survey Says No." This was from CBC. The article talks about how Canadians, quote, "are becoming less aware of how to safely handle and prepare food," end quote. This is startling, but also not that surprising. Too many of us have become disconnected from our food that it only makes sense we would also become disconnected from safe food handling practices. And so today's post is all about the basics of food safety. Now, when we talk about food safety, the focus is on the prevention of foodborne illness. Foodborne illness can be food poisoning, it can be getting E. coli from unwashed vegetables, or it can be an illness caused by food contaminated with cleaners or metals. It really covers a broad spectrum, but the idea is prevention. We've all heard about E. coli on lettuces or other vegetables, and even recently salmonella in cheese crackers. It can be scary reading these headlines and knowing that there's not really a lot an individual can do to prevent this. What you can prevent is in-home contamination and mitigate the spread of bacteria. We often think of food safety only really being important when it comes to meat, but really vegetables, because they're often eaten raw, are just as likely, if not more likely, to make us sick. When it comes to vegetables, washing them thoroughly is always a good idea. Make sure that any counter surfaces or cutting boards that come into contact with raw food, meat, or vegetables is washed and sanitized, and make sure that raw or cooked vegetables don't come into contact with raw meat. 95% of all foodborne illness is caused by microorganisms. First of all, we are surrounded, covered, and filled with microorganisms. Some are bad and can make us really sick, but a lot of them are good. Obviously, we want to prevent the spread of bad microorganisms, so how do we do this? Well, cleanliness is a good place to start. Wash your hands before and after handling food. Make sure work surfaces are cleaned with hot soapy water and sanitized with a chemical sanitizer. Temperature is an important factor in the prevention of foodborne illnesses and food safety in general. Between the temperatures of 5 degrees Celsius to 60 degrees Celsius, or 41 degrees Fahrenheit to 135 degrees Fahrenheit, is considered the temperature danger zone. Some people will say 140 degrees Fahrenheit, some will say 135. Within this temperature range, bacteria growth is optimized. Imagine you have a pot of stew that you leave out on the counter. Every 20 minutes or so, the number of bacteria on the surface of the stew will double. That doesn't sound too crazy, but if you had one bacteria, just one, which doesn't happen, by the end of 4 hours, that one bacteria would become 598,824 bacteria. I did the math. That's true. 1 to 598,824 in 4 hours. That's why it's highly recommended that cooked foods be left out to cool for a maximum of 2 hours. This doubling in bacteria growth is also why food should not be defrosted at room temperature. If you leave a chicken on the counter to defrost, by the time the whole thing is defrosted, the surface will be contaminated. Defrost foods in the fridge. If you need the food item in a hurry, defrost it under cold running water. Temperature is also obviously important when cooking. Foods can contain parasites that can make you sick. Cooking to the proper temperature is very important. And there's a link on the blog, HowToNotBurnShit.com, that'll take you to the Canadian government website that'll show you a chart about government recommended cooking temperatures for foods. Now, this may all seem fairly complicated, but here's the gist of it. Keep everything clean, wash vegetables, cook things at the proper temperature, don't let cooked foods sit at room temperature for more than 2 hours, defrost foods in the fridge, and don't let cooked foods come into contact with raw foods, and don't let raw vegetables come into contact with raw meat. Just a reminder, keep everything clean. Some of you are probably thinking you've left pizza out overnight or pots of soup and not gotten sick. Sure, but that doesn't mean it won't happen or can't happen. It just means that it hasn't happened yet. Elderly people, children, pregnant women, or sick people are especially susceptible to foodborne illness. So just because you're not getting sick because you're healthy doesn't mean you're not going to make someone else sick. And just as a side note, the reason why you shouldn't put like a big hot pot of soup in your fridge is because it's going to raise the temperature of your fridge, and then everything in your fridge is going to be sitting in the danger zone. Always cool things at room temperature for a maximum of 2 hours. and then put it in the fridge to reduce the temperature even more. All right? I'm Chef Ben. This is Food in 5, brought to you by howtonotburnshit.com, your modern culinary manual. If you want to read the article I'm talking about, or if you want to see the links to the government website, just go over to How to Not Burn Shit, and it'll be titled, the post will be titled the same as this podcast episode, and it's all there in written form. I hope that you have a fantastic Monday. I'll be back tomorrow with another great episode of Food in 5, food history tomorrow, and I will see you then. Have a great day. Oh, actually, also, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly, and on Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks. And tonight at 6 p.m. Atlantic time, I have the Facebook Live cooking show that's all about you, teaching you to cook, and you can cook right along with me. So all you have to do is go over to my Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks and watch tonight at 6 p.m. Atlantic time, and you can cook along with me. All right, have a great day, everybody. I'll see you soon.